Hello, welcome back to part two of our podcast on four great diving books. And third book for review is Dive, The Ultimate Guide to the World's Top Locations by Monty Hall, who is described as an expedition leader, a marine biologist, and a former Royal Marines officer. So someone who knows his diving and his marine life, I imagine. It's a nice looking book, something you would be happy to put out on your coffee table. It's almost the size of a small phone book, and it has some really nice photos, including some spectacular macro photography. The book is laid out in an easy to navigate and consistent manner, and it's sectioned into countries. Or countries and regions, and each section has brief details on dive sites, visibility, must-see, downsides, and getting there information, so details such as transportation, visa, and money. Also, information can be found for dive centers, diving organizations, recompression chambers and hospitals, and conservation organizations working in the region. Something that I always appreciate because sustainability aspect and responsible travel aspect of diving is really important. There is a short diver's tip given for each section, and that I find is a really nice touch. I always like that sort of thing. So for example, under Bailey's, you get, quote, look out for huge aggregations of spawning snappers and feeding whale sharks, unquote. These are the sorts of things that only people who really know their diving would be able to stick in there, and really useful. So, it's overall, this is a nice book, good to look at. It's quite a big one, and I would rate it highly if you want details combined with a good balance of photos and useful tidbits. So that is Dive, The Ultimate Guide to the World's Top Locations. Our final book for review is Ultimate Diving Adventures, 100 Extraordinary Experiences Underwater, and the authors are Len Deely and Karen Gargani. And this book is exactly what it says. It's 100 dives, and they are divided this time into different categories or types of dives. So, number one is tropical reefs. Number two is temperate waters. Number three is wreck dives, a really exciting sounding ones. That includes sites in Truk. Number four is, I think this will be the favorite of many people, it's shark-inhabited reefs. And that includes Rangiroa in French Polynesia and Cocos Island in Costa Rica, amongst many others. Number five is whales and other mammals. So the Sea of Cortez is included in this section. And number six is exotic species. So that includes the Lembe Strait in Indonesia. Again, as you would expect, introduction, background to the regions, map of the area, and details of the dive are included. So information on minimum depth, access to the dive site, average visibility, and water temperature range are found, along with dive types. So whether it's a cave dive or reef or a wreck dive. And you also find information on currents, experience level required for the dive, and listing of their sites within the area. Again, practical details such as accommodation, travel, transportation, health tips, and facilities are given. Now, the photos are really beautiful. I especially like that of the cenotes or the underwater caves in the Yucatan. Really colorful, pretty pictures. You don't get too many really detailed sections, but this is a type of a book that you might enjoy when contemplating a holiday or if you are just sitting on your sofa and thinking about dives that you might enjoy. So that is Ultimate Diving Adventures, 100 Extraordinary Experiences Underwater. So that's the end of the podcast. Happy reading and hope you have a great